Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Bergstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com in Odyssey Station.
What's the reason to duck?
It's here.
You know,
there's no reason to duck. I'm here. Rome's here. Keenan Allen, you know, top five defense that we had last year. You know, special teams, all the new roles, whatever. You know, we're here. So I'm excited. I know everybody's excited. The Bear fans are excited from what I've heard and seen. And there's no reason to duck. You know, attack it, you know, head first and go get it.
Go get it, baby. Look out, ducks. Woo! No reason to duck.
Whoa, look out. Ducks. Whoa.
No reason to duck.
I don't even want the context of that. I like it just as it is.
That was a foul ball into the booth. It was White Sox Dodgers at Glendale. We're doing the show from the broadcast booth as a ball was coming in.
I thought there were real ducks.
No, he meant to say look out, duck, but he said look out, ducks.
Whoa, look out. Ducks. Whoa.
You can hear the ball slam into the wall next to my head. And that's Goff laughing in the back. You can hear the noise of impact if you listen carefully.
Whoa, look out. Ducks. Whoa.
Boom, came right in.
Amazing.
On a line.
The laughing is really funny. Goff laugh in the back.
Well, the best Goff laugh was when we were interviewing Stone on that same trip, is when he worked in the title of his book, Where's Harry? And then Terry got off mic and went, and then you hear, and Goff immediately fell down. Like he didn't even laugh. He just kind of got paralyzed and fell over.
Learning the Jason Goff origin story is one of my favorite parts about working here.
My friend.
That wasn't it. It was a different one. So I think it's cool that they're not worried about the burden of history. They're not worried about all these mistakes the Bears have made at quarterback because they hadn't arranged their organization in the right way. That's why I asked Wiederer that question first. Because the curse of the Bears is as much the environment as it is the quarterback himself.
No doubt.
And I don't know that they've learned their lesson enough, because I'm not sure this is... When you just brought your offensive guy in, the truth is, I've never seen Shane Waldron coordinate a Bears offense. I've never seen Shane Waldron run a Bears offense. I have no idea if it's going to be good or not. I know they're putting in all of the elements that should allow it to be good. And that's and make sure the floor is as high as possible.
I know you're skeptical of his partnership with Pete Carroll because Pete Carroll was a part of it. However, did that encourage you at all?
There's every reason to be encouraged. They've got receivers. They've got tight ends.
They've got a
better line.
OC who has OC experience.
I think the running back thing is okay. I'm not the biggest Khalil Herbert fan. And I think Roschon Johnson has been a lot more hype than
he might have been drafted on vibes
production. He's got great vibes, babe. But You don't win football games with vibes.
That's why DeAndre Swift is here.
I understand that.
But you don't win friends with salad.
You need more than one. You need more than one back who's really good. And I think
I would love a better line just like you would.
Yeah, and I still need center. But
right guard is still a big question mark.
I'm not right guard is sort of like box safety or first base or DH. I think you can find a guy there.
Well, I mean they but he hasn't always been available. And not his
fault. Funny that the Cubs need a first baseman.
We were going to talk about that.
Badly.
But I guess they didn't score an error on Dansby, by the way. That they called that a hit.
But Dansby did get an error because Bush misplayed an easy one hopper. And then Nico Horner gets an error because Bush is wandering out where he shouldn't have been out wandering.
Well, and I hate to say this, but like there have been a couple of odd defensive miscues on Dansby's part without Michael Bush.
Yes,
like,
there
just
have.
Independent of that.
I think he needs to play a little bit deeper at his age.
We should talk about it.
That's for
we
another
talk
time.
About it in a separate segment.
That's probably for another time.
Sunday Night Baseball was interesting.
But I guess it's weird, and I'm torn mentally because I want to celebrate the Bears owning the risk and owning the excitement and being mesmerized and tantalized by the ceiling. Go ahead, you can do that. But I don't want to lose sight of the reasons for the failures of the past. And I guess I have to be sort of like I feel like a member of the Knights Templar where they would guard the Holy Grail. And in this case, those of us who still remain skeptical, not necessarily negative and not sort of definitively defeatist, but we still have to guard against the hubris of thinking that now is it and all of the sins of the past don't have anything to do with it. I understand that that's true, but guys have been brought into an organization that wasn't properly optimized for their development.
Correct. Also, hey, Dan.
Hey, Layla.
Would you like to hear how historically bleak it has been passing-wise, where even you and I may have forgotten when exactly the last 400-yard game was.
I had
one. Yeah. Adam Studzinski has provided us with information.
So when Wiederer in the last segment mentioned that he is predicting a 400-yard passing game from Caleb Williams, I said, hey, when was the last time that we saw a Bears quarterback do that? And the answer floored me.
I could have told you.
The last time that quarterback threw for 400 yards was November 14th, 1999, Jim Miller threw for 422 yards in a game that they lost to the Vikings by 3 points.
Mm-hmm. I guarantee you Jim Miller doesn't want to be the guy with the last 400-yard game for the Bears. Like, he doesn't want that title either.
I guarantee. Hold on, there's more. The last time that it happened before that, November 18th, 1962, Billy Wade. The last time before that was in 1949, Johnny Lujack. The last time before that was Sid Luckman in 1943. Four times in the 104-year history of this stupid franchise, a quarterback has thrown for 400 yards.
Mm-hmm.
It's just super mind-boggling. So if Caleb Williams throws for 400 yards in a game at some point in his Bears career, he will be the fifth quarterback to ever do that in a Bears uniform.
What's also interesting to me is the concept of all of these questions theoretically being answered in a normal sense by people like me or Roma Dunze asking if it was Jay Cutler or Brandon Marshall for any of these receiver questions, or even the one where we did the receiver who had last gotten player of the week, you know, NFC offensive player of the week.
Is it Marcus Robinson?
You'd think it would have been Brandon Marshall. You'd think it would have been Jay Cutler as the answers for a lot of these, but they're not. And that leads me to ask the bigger question. Was that kind of a sign of how it was where they should have been the answers to these questions, but they just weren't?
Yes. Mm-hmm. All of the above is true, without a doubt.
Yes.
A couple of news and notes here from NFL media. Jason Kelce is apparently joining ESPN's Monday Night Countdown. And CBS has announced that both Phil Sims and Boomer Esiason are off of their NFL day coverage at the desk. And both of those guys they'll be melded into one former white quarterback in Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan was a good analyst last year. I enjoyed,
I thought so too.
He was funny. He was self-aware. He was joking about who had the most number of sacks against him or intercepted him the most. I feel like he had a good time with it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.